This is GQDN for Tuesday, July 14th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have an NHL 27 cover release, a little bit of World of Warcraft and Final Fantasy 14 together. Something outside there is doing something pretty interesting. And a little bit of League of Legends news. But we get an update of what's going on with the Xbox layoffs. And that means we're going to Eurogamer, because a lot of people went to Player's Voice to talk about the layoffs. And Player's Voice was launched back in May with the announcement of 3,200 layoffs and 4 studio closures. And some players were worried and frustrated. And that's now having the effect on Reddit, a Reddit-like platform. So there is a thread that is trending on the Xbox Player's Voice portal. It's entitled, "End Studio Closures and Stop the Cycle of Layoffs." That's a quote, by the way. And Wit Yao is the user behind the original post, which should include 6 points focused on the matters like transparency for players, trusting the developers, and layoffs as a failure of leaderships. Now, most of the people have been laid off is what we know. And with the workers in the studios being closed down because they were told what to do. One user did express, before blaming the leadership, explaining why, quote, "Xbox is in such a bad state, I'm sorry, end quote. But yeah, that's what they're saying. Because they think, quote, "A software company should understand that its greatest asset is the people who create the software," end quote. So the XID software developer, John Michael Quinton, who is principal tools programmer at Studio, before he was let go after 11 years of service, also joined the feed. And he said, quote, "We did everything right. The executives made the decision to give the games away on Game Pass and then say gaming division didn't make money. We succeeded. You did not," end quote. Now, the complaints and the actions do go on and on. So what Eurogamer is saying is, if you keep expanding the comment section and with the thread gaining traction, there could be a chance that someone at Xbox may be forced to report on a decent chunk of the user base is saying. Now, there are some criticisms going on about it, but there are calls for a better, more humane Xbox coming from within their house. That's what Eurogamer is saying. But Xbox isn't the only one in trouble. Sony, once again via Eurogamer, is now facing an antitrust complaint in Mexico because of Sony's attempt to end physical media. Now, the company will have to face a formal complaint from the representatives in Mexico, who believe the decision constitutes an anti-competitive and anti-consumer behavior. As reported by Level Up, the federal representatives Arias and Senator Luis Donald Colosio are preparing to open a complaint with Mexico's Antitrust Commission, requesting an investigation into the ramifications of Sony's decision. Both of those are members of Mexico's movement. I'm sorry, let's do it in their language. Movimiento Crescentio political party. I probably got that wrong. Those of you that speak Spanish would know that. But they intend to submit the complaint as private citizens. Here's what Reyes did say, quote, "If this disappears, anyone who owns a PlayStation will no longer be able to choose where to buy the games and be forced to purchase them exclusively through Sony's store," end quote. And according to Level Up, Reyes has a reputation of tackling consumers' issues around gaming, having opposed President Claudia Sheinbaum's proposed 8% tax on digital platforms in 2025. Luis Donaldo Colosio did say, quote, "Retailers such as Liverpool, Sunborns, and Game Planet will no longer compete to sell new video games. And the second-hand game trading markets, which are massive, would also disappear. The complaint did post that Sony will be the only distributor of games on PlayStation, and they're asking the regulators to investigate whether the behavior and the consumer. It does argue that they're going argue that doing so will harm the other business that currently sell PlayStation discs. They could eliminate price competition. The lawmakers also argue that the parties may be considered monopolistic, and that would be the breach of Mexico's federal economic competition law. They did say that Sony's decision to remove 500 movies and TV shows from the PlayStation accounts without offering them a refund, an example of having full control of the platform, which means for gamers in the future. Further quote from Reyes. Sony would become both the referee and the player with its own ecosystem. And we know what can happen when a single party controls every part of the market. So we shall see what happens there. But let's go back to Xbox. Because there's an Xbox developer, a former developer, Compulsion Games. They share an open letter to the studios across the industry. And Pure Xbox did say that they did do that on LinkedIn. So here's what the post did say. Quote, with Compulsion Games returning to its roots as an independent developer, we're expanding the opportunities to collaborate with studios across the games and the entertainment industry. We invite partners to leverage the talent and creativity of the award-winning team behind South of Midnight, a game that was honored with a BAFTA Award, a Peabody Award, and the Canadian Games Awards, even recognized on multiple Best of Games 2025 lists. With a deep experience in creating acclaimed original IP, we bring our artistry, technical expertise, and collaborative approach to every project. We're excited to support development of memorable experiences that engage and entertain players around the world. Compulsion Games, well, that's an end quote. Because Compulsion Games is a Montreal-based developer that's also known for We Happy Few and Contrast. So they are open for business. So is League of Legends. In the League of Legends, it's one of the most player mode outside the Summoner Rift via MNGlobal.com, along with a few others, but I went with this one. Riot Games did unveil the performance and development process of Swarm during a developer briefing. Dorva Gorgetzisol, the lead project manager for Live Modes, announced that Swarm has achieved a record-breaking success in the history of League of Legends. But the success was built upon a foundation of trial and error. And he did state that the Swarm is the most played League of Legends game mode across all regions by playtime, excluding the Summoner's Rift. The mode is highly effective on extracting returning users. Riot did also explain that nearly half of the recently increased players have consisted of users who returned to League of Legends specifically because of the Swarm. And he reflected on some multiple updates, ARAM, All Random, All Mid, that underwent leading up to Swarm, along with the Bridge of Progress released alongside of Arcane Season 2. And he did admit that the evidence of the player's feedback was a mode that Riot did not get from the start, and such as the map visibility being pointed out. So Riot did not just about the problems themselves, but how to respond to them. Did explain that this was learned quickly because of player feedback, and responded quickly. So that was doing pretty good. But so apparently is Minecraft, because according to PC Games End, there's an add-on, and you might have seen it on Facebook feeds or YouTube feeds or whatever. I know I've seen it, because they're talking about Verity, which is a Minecraft mod that surpassed 4.9 million downloads in a month because he is a smiley face. And it's on Curseforge. It's part of the horror atmosphere. And it has made things very interesting. Because on June 16th, PNTMC's Verity Bedrock Edition did have over 4.9 million downloads in 28 days. And the Minecraft game is one of three mods. And they're officially supported by the series creator, That Mob. So you can throw Verity around, pick it up, and even ask questions via text in-game, or listen to a song just like a video. It'll respond to you in the same way. Play with mod long enough, and eventually you'll have a chance to see a nightmare sight. And if you remember the movie Smile, it gives you an idea what it would be. But a lot of people will smile about this. World of Warcraft and Final Fantasy XIV. As I said, World of Warcraft and Final Fantasy XIV will now earn up to $15,000 in scholarship money by tackling achievements. And they will. So how does this happen? Well, the University, Silicon Valley, in California, has now an offer on the table for some of the students, 10 to 15 annually, and the Max Achievement Scholarship will have the Achievement Scholarship. And the educational institution does an outline on the official website. So if you haven't heard of it before, it will give folks a chance to get $15,000 in the scholarship money. But it's simpler than what is actually done. As the university explains, Max Achievement Scholarship recognizes students who have demonstrated the extraordinary mastery, persistence, and systems thinking that the competition rare demanding achievements in digital gaming environments. That means that aspiring players would get in their game with a choice with an ultra-rare accomplishment for the legendary tier. If you play World of Warcraft, players will have to get the Lore Master unlocked and all 13 professions maxed, and 25+ Exalted Reputations, plus the Keystone Master achievement. Final Fantasy XIV requirements are in-the-game requirements. You'd have to become a mentor. So while they are requirements that are high, players need all 20 combat jobs and 8 crafter-gatherer jobs at level 100. But if you think those are the only games that are up for the task, they're not. Minecraft's there, and Dark Souls are there as well, along with a few others. And they will. So good luck, people. You might just need it. Oh, if you like EA Sports, if you like hockey, this one's for you. Because the NHL 27 cover athlete was announced. And the standard and deluxe edition will have the athlete on it. And EA is going with, here's a name for you, Macklin Celebrini from the San Jose Sharks. And the series did put another rising player who is not quite a household name yet. Celebrini will be entering his third NHL season as he comes off a 115-point performance last year. He scored 45 goals, assisted on 70 goals, and played every game last season. He nearly doubled his points on his rookie season. And the San Jose Sharks returned to the state of relevancy last year. So if you want that game, it's coming. Yes, it is. Because Binks is coming for me. He might be coming for you, too. So with that said, this has been a Dawn Forge Production 2026 All Rights Are Reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some video games, people.